Herzlich willkommen bei Rethinking Business.
Ein Podcast, zwei Perspektiven.
Mit Michael
und Carolina.
Heute, wie man Social Business mit Impact erfolgreich skaliert. Wir starten in unsere zweite Staffel von Rethinking Business zusammen mit Stefanos Fantelas, CFO und Mitbegründer von Shaktimat mit Sitz in Berlin. Kurz vor Weihnachten haben wir nach dem perfekten Business-Weihnachtsgeschenk gesucht und es gefunden. In Form einer Akupressurmatte, die Körper und Geist im Gleichgewicht hält. Eine Matte, die dich runterbringt, Schmerzen lindert, Spannung löst und Stress abbaut. Und das in nur 20 Minuten. Ein Produkt mit echtem Customer Value für jeden. Neben dem Produkt interessiert uns, wie man erfolgreich ein Social Business mit Impact aufbaut und was das Geheimnis ihres Wachstumserfolges ist in diesen herausfordernden Zeiten, in denen wirklich viele Startups scheitern. Ein Hinweis an dieser Stelle: Diese Folge ist auf Englisch. Hi Stefanos, it's really nice to have you here in this podcast today. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Carolina. And thank you, Michael, for having me here today.
Maybe I start, you know, because I don't know if you know, but the reason, you know, I came, you know, on you is that Tim Ferriss always had this question in his famous podcast, you know, what's like the book you most gifted? Mm. And Christmas is like right around 1 month away, one and a half months away, you know. And then I said to Carolina, well, I don't really give books. But the one thing I gifted the most over the year is a Shaktimat. Yeah. And so I don't know if you were aware that the Shaktimat is like the perfect business Christmas gift.
We have been actually aware for quite a few years because, as I mentioned earlier, when we were having a chat, between 30 and 40% of our yearly sales happen between November and December. We've been aware of the fact that a lot of returning customers come back and buy again in November and December to give to their loved ones, to give to friends. Mm-hmm. We get this feedback that people gift a Shaktimat or a Shakti product to their friends and family, and it's the one Christmas gift they get to cherish and keep because it brings them so much benefit. The person you're gifting it to then likes you even more because you gave them something that really improved the quality of life.
That's exactly the reason why I do it also. And I probably have given it to all my clients over the years, you know, and It's not only that the product itself is like really benefiting, but actually the way you do it is so nice because the Shaktimat really comes in this nice box. It's very easy, you know. You can just put like a post, from the DHL, like a sticker on it and send it. You don't need to wrap it around another time. You can just put like a card inside. So it's like really practical. And what I really like about you is that like every aspect of your product is kind of like designed in a really nice way.
Oh, thank you.
And how did you do that? How did you come up, you know, making all these decisions that they really fit together?
Well, we like to say, you know, we've been in research and development for 3,000 years.
Yeah. Because,
3,000.
Yeah, because this is, you know, how old Ayurveda is, which is where acupressure comes from, and also the concept of bed of nails comes from. Obviously, it's been around for that long in ancient India and obviously China. And up to very recently, the sadhus in the Himalayas and the monks were still using the traditional bed of nails as a practice, which was very impractical and definitely not something you could put in a box and put a label on it and then send it to your friend. So thankfully, the creators of the modern day Shaktimat, which is Shakti International, is Nadine and Om. They're a family business. So they created the modern day acupressure mat as we know it. Yeah, I made it accessible and available to all of us in the West. And we discovered, Glenn and I discovered this product while we were traveling in 2014. We were in Thailand, actually living in a community mostly run by women.
Yeah.
We were doing a lot of yoga, meditation, and learning about self-healing and meditation and different practices that could enhance our lifestyles and change the way we were used to being in the Western corporate, the toxic masculinity way of doing things. And the Shakti Mat really ticked all the boxes, and it was very much in alignment with our values. And that's how we started our journey with it.
Yeah. And maybe it would be interesting for the listeners, you know, to know what is the Shakti Mat actually and what does it do?
Okay.
Maybe you show it.
Okay. Well, you get an exclusive premiere of our brand new design Shakti Mat. So
Is
the Shakti Mat. This is the front and this is the back.
Yeah.
And basically it's about half the size of a yoga mat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's long enough to cover most people's backs and the top of the neck.
Yeah.
And basically on the inside, this in our old stock, there's recyclable foam. But the new mats like this one have organic rubber or latex that comes from Sri Lanka, which is obviously natural and organic and is sustainable, and it's also softer. And then on the top we have 6,210 spikes that are placed on this mat.
They're really sharp.
Oh my gosh.
Pointy,
I would say, this is, the Shakti Mat was the first one of its kind.
Yeah.
But of course, since then, there's been a lot of copycats and every single, organization or company that's involved into pharmaceutical products or self-care is bringing out their own version.
Yeah.
But what makes ours stand out is the quality of the spikes and also the placement of the spikes. Because the creators, and particularly Om, is a masseur and also served a lot of time in the monasteries in India with the monks and learned a lot about energy points on the body. So each bike is placed particularly to activate energy points on your body. So even though you lay on it with your back, it activates and has an impact through the whole of your body.
Wow.
So the idea is very simple. Is like your own personal masseuse is something that you can have at home or in your office and use in your own time. And the most simple way is just to put it on your bed, because you need a soft surface to absorb some of the impact, especially if you're just starting out.
Yeah.
And you use it without any clothes on.
Yeah.
That would be the most ideal way of using it. And you slowly lay back. Of course, the first 3 to 5 minutes can be quite intense.
Yeah.
Because, as I mentioned earlier, it's 6,200 spikes and they're pretty sharp. But just to clarify, they don't actually puncture the skin.
No. Yeah.
And their ABS plastic is surgical plastic, so it's totally safe.
Okay.
You create a really nice self-care environment for yourself. Maybe some soft music, maybe some nice scents, a nice Himalayan salt lamp, and you just lay down for 20 or 30 minutes without moving, and you just breathe through the process, which keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first 3 to 5 minutes, if it's your first time, it can be a little bit uncomfortable and challenging, but push through it with the breath and just keep relaxing.
Yeah.
It's almost like and a flowering, you know, like a flower opening.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine this movement of your muscles just slowly mm-hmm. relaxing
mm-hmm.
and just fully letting go into the mat. Then I think after 5 minutes, between 5 and 10 minutes, the sensation will change.
Mm-hmm.
So some people feel warmth and tingling sensations. Your brain starts to release the self-healing hormones, endorphins
mm-hmm.
and oxytocin.
Yeah.
And we call it the bliss state.
Mm-hmm.
And after 10 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes or 10 to 30 minutes, a lot of people actually fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because it releases so much tension in your body, it actually activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which governs recuperation, relaxation, better digestion, sleep, basically everything that happens while we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's not something you do just once.
Yeah.
We recommend people to be using it as often as possible, and it's safe to use it as many times as someone wants every day. But we will recommend once per day or at least 3-4 times a week for 30 minutes because, yeah, the accumulation of endorphins and oxytocin builds up.
Yeah.
So the more you use it, the more your body gets accustomed
yeah.
to be activating its own healing mechanisms.
Mm,
yeah.
mm.
So it's like a training in a way yeah. for your brain and
yeah.
your parasympathetic nervous system
yeah.
to start kicking in
yeah.
because we're so used to the opposite.
Yeah.
We're so used to dopamine and sympathetic nervous system and coffee
yeah.
and
yeah.
run.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is exactly the opposite.
Yeah. When I stepped first about the Shaktimat story, what hooked me so much was how come that
mm-hmm.
two men are doing this kind of female empowerment based business?
Yeah? You know, this is the most common question.
Oh, really?
Glenn and I actually are getting asked.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm happy to answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, to begin with, we both identify as gay. I identify more as queer gay.
Yeah.
So we both in touch with our feminine side, as
yeah.
you wish.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Glenn also grew up with three women, two sisters and his mom.
Mm.
I also grew up with my grandmother, my great-grandmother and all my aunts.
Mm.
So we've always been around female energy
mm.
and experienced the nurturing and the softness and the
yeah.
compassion and the mm. empathy
mm.
that you receive from that. And we also don't really believe in, you know, in binary terms of
mm.
male and female.
Mm.
You know, it's there's a whole spectrum, and
mm.
Each gender carries different values and different
mm.
characteristics, and we all can embody all of that, and we can all cultivate that. And Glenn and I are very much have been in the self-healing
yeah.
journey and
mm-hmm.
Really recognize and appreciate the female values
mm.
If we were to label them as that. I was
mm-hmm.
talking about the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah.
I think that's a good analogy. If the sympathetic nervous system represents maybe masculine qualities
yeah.
Of fight, flight, get up and go and do.
Yeah.
Mm.
The parasympathetic nervous system represents the female aspect of the energies, which is regeneration, nurturing, healing, softness, kindness,
yeah.
compassion,
yeah.
creativity.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you put all of this together, this has been a really, really big part of our journey. And
mm-hmm.
When we discovered the Shaktimat, as I mentioned earlier, we were living in a community in Thailand that was run mostly by women. So we also got to experience the full power
yeah.
of the female energy,
yeah.
Really standing strong in their element. And it was very interesting to see that and compare it with how the female is represented in the Western world.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, the designer, the creator of the Shaktimat is female, is Nadine. And of course, Om, her son, has also been working a lot with these female qualities of meditation and regeneration and self-care we've been talking about. Mm. And when they started the manufacturing of the business, it was very important to them that women were treated equally and given equal opportunities, especially in a country like India, where female empowerment means something completely different to what it would mean in the West. Yeah. So they set up the Varanasi factory in a temple, and there's between 70 to 80 women that come from all walks of life and all. In India, obviously, they have the caste system still.
Yeah.
So the women come from all types of caste systems and they all coexist in peace together with a matriarch that runs the factory called Mamaji and cooks for all of them and takes care of the needs. Yeah. And and of course, as I mentioned earlier, each day in the factory starts with a ceremony, which is called puja in India, where you light up a fire and you meditate and you burn things you don't want in your life anymore, and you invite intentions that you want to embody in your life. And all these ceremonies and all these energies are carried through into the way the women make the product. And because it's such a warm and nurturing environment for them, we feel that these energies are carried through the products and into the hands of the people that use them.
Yeah, and I think this aspect of just bringing the old culture into the existing lives and also in business, I think this is a very embracing idea, I would say. Just bringing the old story to the actual story, so to say.
Of course. I mean, Shaktimat has a strong brand because of the story and the intentions and the people behind it. Like, every person involved has a very interesting story and a journey of self-discovery, adventure, and healing. And of course, you know, working with India with such heritage of thousands and thousands of years and knowledge of all the Ayurvedic principles and wellness and meditation and yoga and philosophy, it makes it a very compelling story to tell. And I think because we connected with our heritage, I think people can sense that. Especially now with the rebrand, we really want to focus on really telling the story the story of India and our roots and the heritage. And of course, the stories of the people behind Shaktimat and the women. And of course, the social impact that we've been involved with from the beginning.
Yeah. And I think it's a very nice thing that you just put it into a circle, so that there are those three aspects which are working in an incredible good way together, and to show that you can create a business with impact on the one hand, but it does work in those days. What do you think is the secret in that? Just putting those three things together, or what do you think?
Maybe to be precise, I think what fascinates me, apart from the product, which I really like,
really,
I mean, that's why I gifted it so much, is that my impression is you're running a socially aware company, which is female empowerment, which produces a product that has, to my mind, really an amazing quality, which has impact, which comes in a beautiful box, you know, which is like everything is just amazingly designed. And how do you do that in a way that you actually generate profit?
Because
so many people do, you know, sustainable or social or whatever. And they fail. But you grow.
Yeah.
And I thought, I would really like to know how you do that.
Yeah. I wish I had the magic formula, you know, in a chalice and offer it to you and sell it to the world.
Yeah.
But
what is your feeling?
My feeling, you know, because of the intentions behind the company and the passion and the need to improve people's quality of life.
Yeah.
And actually us being so passionate about self-care and really understanding that it doesn't need to be so complicated to activate your own body's healing powers.
Mm.
Then it becomes something you really want to share with the world. Mm. Because once you've experienced yourself, the benefits and how it impacts your life and improves your quality of life, and then when other people that try the product get so excited about it, you just know that this product really, really works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just want to spread it in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it is all about understanding the basic principles of acupressure and Ayurveda and the heritage and believing in it wholeheartedly, because we really know it works. And then just presenting it in the best way possible, and educating people and in a way taking this place of being the authority on acupressure, because we've been doing it for so long. And we really feel that if everyone starts to use these products on a daily basis, the way the mind works will change, the body will change, they become softer, they become better at communication, they maybe take better decisions when it comes to business or their daily lives or their relationships. So in a small way, it actually starts to change the world and improve the world for the better. And that's what drives the whole purpose and intention behind the company.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, at the crux of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we get so many incredible stories and reviews from our customers that we actually share with the team when we have our team meeting every Wednesday. That brings us to tears sometimes because, people have been trying so many different medicine and practices and so many things that don't always work. And then this is a very simple solution that relieves people from years and years of chronic pain. And that just gives us so much gratitude to want to keep improving what we're doing. So I feel in a way it's a full circle of putting positive energy out there and getting positive energy back and then wanting to improve and do something better. And it's almost like a spiral that just keeps, you know,
growing.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe this is what I feel, this fog. I feel it's just to live for something which is worth it for us, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So the secret is, if I get you right, is find something that actually works.
That really works.
Yeah. That really works.
Yeah.
And then tell the story.
That really works and has a story and a heritage and the team and the people behind it wholeheartedly believe that it works because they try it and it's part of their everyday life and they use it themselves. And then, all this good energy and all these good intentions will translate into the way you go about your business. The excitement and the creativity. Even when you face hardships, you know, when you know the product really, really works and it's actually... it can benefit everyone. You don't need to be a yogi or a meditator. Or you don't need to be into self-care or acupressure. You just need to try it. And then everyone will realize, actually, I can really, really feel the benefits from this.
And in this way, you also generate like raving fans, you know, like myself. You know, like, you know, the reason why we're here is because I'm a fan, you know, Yeah.
Yes, in a way, that's what happens. Organic word of mouth is our biggest marketing. Mm. Because people come and buy a mat, and then, as you said, they want to gift it to all their friends because they know. They get the benefit and they want to share it with everyone.
Yeah.
Like one of the sayings the two of us have, you know, is one of our thesis about this world, our assumptions is that value, specifically customer value, doesn't need ads.
Mm.
Yeah, for example, if you look like at the big unicorns, you know, and in Silicon Valley, like Tesla, for example, they don't need ads. Yeah, the legacy car makers, they need ads, Tesla doesn't. Or like ChatGPT, yeah, they don't need ads. Yeah. So if you have like an enormous amount of value, you actually don't really need ads. Yeah, you just need to share, you know, the value. And with Shaktimat, I also have the feeling, you know, it's just, it has value, and that's why people promote it.
Like
myself. Yeah, because if it really has something, if you make it today to create a product that actually really has value, people will find it and will promote it.
Yeah.
And then also, as I said earlier, because since we started, there's been a lot of remakes and copies of it.
Yeah.
But of course, they don't have the brand story we have. Yeah. They don't have the heritage and the values and the intention that we put into the products. Then for us now, it becomes an endeavor of educating people. Talking to them about our story and our expertise and where we come from and the differences between a Shaktimat and something else that saw Shaktimat, experienced Shaktimat and thought, okay, this is a great business idea. Let's remake, and resell it. But it just doesn't have the same impact. Yeah, so in a way, in the beginning, in the first few years, we're in our own field, as many of these other companies you mentioned. But of course, now there's a lot of noise, and we just need to tell a story in the best way possible so people can understand.
And what did you learn? I think that's interesting. So you start kind of like in a blue ocean, and then now it's turning red, And what did you learn about storytelling in on this way?
Mm.
What did you learn about telling your story in a way that people get it?
Yes. Yeah. It's just about being brutally honest. Brutally honest and transparent and earnest and then vulnerable and actually, getting in front of the camera and sharing our personal stories. Yeah. We also share the women's stories from Varanasi. I'm on our website and on our YouTube channels. We have a lot of interviews of 20 to 30 women that work in the factory. So people can actually go there and listen to the stories that are very heartwarming. Because as I said earlier, female empowerment in India means something completely different to female empowerment in the West. So yeah, it's important for people to hear the stories of the women. Also, as I said earlier, you know, the social impact that we facilitate the process of collecting money through our sales to put into a fund to actually educate the daughters of the women that work in the factory in India, because we believe by giving them really good education, that really puts them in a very strong position to have a much better quality of life and much more opportunities. So there's also telling that story. Our aim is to bring everything together through our communication, on our website, through everything we do, so people can understand where this company, where this initiative, where Shakti comes from.
Yeah, so it's about that the people can connect.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they feel the heart of the company.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also feel that the Shaktimat is also a prime example of, I think, a growing trend in society or like a growing consumer trend. and a trend I would call the no nasties products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, products which have no nasties.
Yeah.
And this can be like in all kinds of products, mm-hmm. like soaps
yeah.
that have
yeah.
no, like nothing that's evil in any way.
Mm-hmm. Or yes.
Or like food. Yeah, yeah without E.
Yeah.
E's or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or like glutamate or whatever, yeah. you know, or without seed oil. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. like which is probably one of the most nastiest things yeah. ever. Yeah. And I think there's a growing market, mm-hmm. and I would be interested in your perspective, because mm-hmm. you probably are much deeper into this market than I am, is for products that contain nothing that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For they're good, kind good, of like oh, positive
good products.
In yeah. good products or pure
yeah.
products.
Yeah.
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 yeah. You're asking me the question specifically about Shaktimat. How
yeah,
we ensure this happens. Mm-hmm. And a lot of consumers are becoming much more aware and curious and ask a lot of questions about mm-hmm. where everything comes from, how it's made, where yeah. the materials are sourced, how they're sourced, how they're treated,
yeah.
Yeah. how they are transported, and how they
yeah.
end up
yeah.
to the hands of the customers. I think that's yeah. really, really important. And yeah, with our company as well, we don't just make checks on a supplier,
yeah.
but we actually do checks like, you know, three chains down to make sure, you know, their suppliers
yeah.
are also fulfilling, you know, yeah. our requirements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. And how do you make that, to come back to this question, because I think that's the other interesting question, is how to make a good product still with profit. How do you do that?
How does that work?
Yeah. Because I think that's the key, you know, it just not only needs to be good, you also need to make, you know, obviously
yes.
money, because otherwise you
yeah,
can't
margins,
run it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it is really down to the product being useful and accessible to absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe in the beginning you might think it could be a niche audience because yeah. of the spikes and the acupressure.
Yeah.
But it's really finding a way to market it and present it in a way where everyone wants one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you don't just limit yourself to a small audience.
Yeah.
You just diversify and expand and find ways to present the products to everyone.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, costs are getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
So we constantly, you know, especially, you know, with our manufacturing and supply chain, we relatively a small company that we can maneuver
yeah.
and constantly try and find, you know, different suppliers
mm.
to keep costs down.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you wanted to go into, you know, a lot more detail.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, everyone in India is paid, you know, more than what the standard expected.
Yeah, yeah.
And also at the same time, we're careful not to, you know, push the wages too high
yeah.
because then that would create a big imbalance in
yeah.
the economy of,
yeah.
you know, a certain region. Yeah, I don't have a secret formula to share
yeah.
with you. But what really works for us is that a lot of people really love the product and it's accessible for everyone. And the word of mouth really, really sells it.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And find the best ways to communicate that to
yeah.
people so they understand.
Yeah. And this
yeah.
is
yeah.
also something interesting because just a few years ago or still most of the people are doing those big incubators, accelerators, tell the startups, start in a niche and then grow. But you do it absolutely way around.
Yeah.
Just
well, I mean,
don't start in a niche. Maybe start with a niche product, but go to a big audience.
Yeah. I mean, interestingly
yeah.
enough, when
yeah.
we started, what we noticed, especially in Germany, actually the niche audience, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the yoga
Yeah.
and the meditation people,
yeah.
they weren't so interested because they were a bit jaded. There's so many products, especially when we started with Shaktimat in Germany, which was 2015, 2016, where yoga was really becoming so mainstream. And there was all this, you know, props and extras and all these companies apps, are trying to sell apps just to capitalize on yoga. So that community saw the Shaktimat in the beginning. Oh, it's just another prop that we don't actually need it. We've got our yoga. We don't need it. So our audience became people that had a problem to solve.
Interesting.
And this is where it becomes relevant to everyone, is people with back pain, people with chronic pain, people with neck pain, people with stress, anxiety, sleeping problems, bad blood circulation, you name it.
So it's about think vertical.
Exactly. If you start then thinking about keywords of what people are searching, because when you're in pain,
you're motivated.
You're motivated to find to solve something that really works. And that's where actually, you know, our biggest audience is your a normal average person that suffers when we all suffer from something, whether it's lower back pain or whether it's back pain or anxiety. Everyone has that.
Wow, cool. So we learned something.
I learned something.
If you do a socially responsible product, you need to solve a real problem, have a good story.
Be passionate.
Be passionate.
Believe in it 100% and know even in the hard times, the product really works. So, you know, it's not about, oh, we're out of fashion. It's about, okay, how do we communicate this in a better way?
And find the right target group.
The ones with the problem.
The ones with the problem.
Well, but also even people that don't think they have a problem. You know, I mean, as you said, you know, your children and young people still get benefit from it. Even pets lay on it, you know. Cats and dogs, you know, see the benefit of it.
That's nice. And open it to everyone.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This
was enlightening. Really.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear your feedback after you spend a week with it.
I will publish that in the socials.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. And please share your comments with us.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Das war wieder eine Folge von Rethinking Business. Wir freuen uns, dass du eingeschaltet hast. Wenn es dir gefallen hat, lass uns eine Bewertung da und folge uns. Teile die Episode auch gerne in deinem Netzwerk und auf Social Media. Wir sagen Tschüss, bis in 14 Tagen, wenn es wieder heißt Rethinking Business.